On April 4, as a result of an ongoing investigation known as Project Distance, a drug bust has interrupted potentially thousands of drug transactions in the Selkirk and Brokenhead Ojibwe Nation communities. Project Distance pried into the local drug trafficking network in the Selkirk Detachment Area. RCMP officers from the Selkirk General Investigative Section, GIS, along with assistance from the RCMP's Manitoba East District Crime Reduction Enforcement Support Team, CREST, Manitoba Integrated Law Enforcement Team, East Malay Emergency Response Team, ERT, and Police Dog Services, PDS, executed four Controlled Drugs and Substances Act search warrants at a residence in Selkirk, a hotel room in Winnipeg, and in two vehicles. Upon completion of the four searches, officers seized over $250,000 in cash from the hotel room, 6 kilograms of cocaine from one vehicle, 1 kilogram of cocaine from the residence in Selkirk, and a small amount of cocaine from the second vehicle. The drugs seized were believed to be destined for the communities of Selkirk and Brokenhead Ojibwe Nation. RCMP have arrested and charged Jonathan Uzwak, 41, from Petersburg, Ont., and Samatha Boone, 33, from Wasaga Beach, Ont., with possession for the purpose of trafficking and possession of property obtained by crime. Tyler Johnny, 33, and Wesley Strait, 39, both from Brokenhead Ojibwe Nation, were charged with possession for the purpose of trafficking. All four were remanded into custody. Project Distance benefited from the information sharing and cooperation with many of our policing partners, including the Winnipeg Police Service and the Ontario Provincial Police. This is a significant seizure of drugs that will now not hit the streets in our communities, as the seizure from the Selkirk residence alone removes between 1,001 gram to 2,000 a half gram transactions, said Superintendent John Duff, East District Commander for the Manitoba RCMP. Drug trafficking is a serious issue in the area, and the RCMP will continue to identify, arrest, and charge those who are involved in the drug trade. Removing drugs from our streets is crucial to safeguarding public health and safety, reducing crime rates, and preventing substance abuse among vulnerable populations. I am pleased with the results of this investigation, as it demonstrates the importance of us working collaboratively with the RCMP, said Chief Gordon Bluesky, Chief of Brokenhead Ojibwe Nation. Drugs continue to impact our community, and these results are a step in the right direction of addressing the issue. Our leadership is committed to making our community a safer place.